Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. We're going to begin the study of John chapter 3 today. Our simple approach is read, write, share, and listen. Every day this week, please read John chapter 3. Every day, write in your notebook or on your computer, phone, or iPad. Answer meditation questions. Write down your insights, observations, reflections. Listen to what God is saying to you through the passage and how you will trust and obey Jesus, and also how will I love the people around me today. These are all things that you can write in your meditation, and also I've emphasized very strongly to share the word daily with your sharing partner. If you don't have a sharing partner, please get one, someone that will study with you and share the word three or four times a week via social media, WhatsApp or Messenger, many different ways, and then try to share face-to-face once a week. And each time as we come to this, our study, I challenge you to hear the word of the Lord today. God speaks to us through his word, and we want to prepare our hearts to listen to him. I want to share each time one aspect about meditation on the word, and today I want to share from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 16. It says, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. We'll see an example of this in the first part of John chapter 3. But this verse teaches very clearly that we can't understand the things of God only through human intellect or analysis, but we need the Spirit of God to speak to us, to reveal to us, to open our eyes, and he will do that as we come to him in faith. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the sharing that is happening from Friends Bible Study and all of the things that friends have shared with me that have been very powerful. And we pray, Lord, that you'd open our eyes and the eyes of everyone that is doing this study, and that your Spirit would help us and lead us and teach us today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word today. In Christ's name, amen. So my summary of John chapter 3 is very simple. First, Jesus talks with Nicodemus and tells him he must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The next section talks about God's love for the whole world. And then the last few verses talks about the words from John the Baptist talking about Jesus. I've chosen a number of key verses. I encourage you to, as you read through the passage every day, to pick out key verses, verses that you think are important or that summarize meaning of the passage or the main point of the passage. One key verse I'm sure everyone would get is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a powerful verse that summarizes the gospel so clearly. We mentioned last time that the last three verses of John 23 to 25, are actually an introduction to chapter 3. And in those verses, we saw that Jesus didn't entrust himself to people who said they believed, because it says he knew what was in human beings. Many of them had twisted motives and really didn't have genuine faith. The next few chapters include several conversations Jesus has, one with a religious leader, one with a promiscuous woman, and then with a government official, and then with a lame man. In each conversation, Jesus looks into their souls. Some believe and follow him, but many only listen to him because they want him to perform miracles. Jesus' first conversation is with a man named Nicodemus. So let's begin in verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and was committed to keeping the law of God. He was a respected leader of the Jews and surely knew his Bible very well. He had a prominent and respected position. He saw the works that Jesus did and concluded that he couldn't do those works unless God was with him. He also called Jesus a rabbi or a teacher from God. And we will see in the following verses that Nicodemus didn't understand many things, but he did seem positive about Jesus. Verse 3, most certainly I tell you, unless you are born anew, you can't see the kingdom of God's kingdom. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most certainly I tell you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he can't enter God's kingdom. Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus couldn't understand because he was analyzing and thinking only in terms of human analysis and logic. He asked Jesus if he meant that people could enter into the mother's womb and be born again a second time physically. He could not understand that Jesus was talking about being born again spiritually. This is an example of the verse we read in 1 Corinthians 1:14, that apart from the Spirit of God, human beings cannot understand the things of God unless the Spirit reveals him. Nicodemus was completely on a physical, human logic plane, so he couldn't understand that Jesus was talking about spiritual things. Jesus tried to explain to Nicodemus that he was talking about spiritual rebirth, but Nicodemus was only thinking in human terms. And to be born again means to be made alive spiritually through a work of the Holy Spirit. Because of sin, human beings are separated from God. Our bodies are alive, but we did not have the life of God in us because of sin. But Jesus died on the cross to forgive us our sins, to reconcile us to God so that we can live in love relationship with him. And when we believe in Jesus, he forgives our sins and the Holy Spirit comes to live in our hearts. This is what it means to be born again. We become children of God. Jesus said that just as we cannot predict and explain where the wind is going to blow, so we cannot completely explain the work of the Spirit, yet we know that it's real. Many people are like Nicodemus. They are sincere and think they will be accepted into God's kingdom because they go to church or read the Bible or do good things, but they are bound by their own thinking and human logic. We need the Spirit of God to understand the things of God. In verse 5, Jesus answered, most certainly I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into God's kingdom. There are various interpretations about what it means to be born of water and the spirit. Being born of water refers to being born as a baby or some water baptism. Without going into detail, I'll explain my opinion. Being born of water and the Spirit both refer, in my opinion, to the new birth in Christ. The water refers to cleansing from sin, which is one of the primary meanings of baptism, which is a symbol that reflects what happens to us when we believe. We're cleansed completely of our sins, and he washes our sins away so that there is white as snow through the blood of the cross. He also makes us alive spiritually as the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. So this is what I think it means to be born of water and the Spirit. The new birth happens when this God Spirit comes to live in our human spirit, making a person alive to the things of God. It's a total transformation of a person from the inside out. Striving to follow all the laws would never be enough for a person to enter his kingdom. What is needed is internal transformation by the Spirit of God. In the Old The Old Testament referred to this many times. For example, in Ezekiel chapter 36, 25 to 27, it says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from your impurities and all of your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. These verses refer to the cleansing of water from sin and the promise of a transformed heart when God places his spirit within us. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a leader of the Jews, and a Bible scholar, should have understood this, but he needed an open heart and mind to the work of the Holy Spirit to be able to understand. In spite of all of his learning, he couldn't understand. He was so focused on cleaning the outside and keeping external laws that he missed what God was saying in the scripture. In essence, God was saying, you need to be clean on the inside, washed with water. You need your heart to come alive by my spirit. Then you'll be able to obey me. The Pharisees thought Jesus wanted radical external conformity, and they missed the promise of a radical internal transformation. God said, I don't want you to clean yourself up on the outside. I want to make you brand new on the inside. This is the essence of what Jesus taught. Verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear the sound of it, but don't know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. God is not interested in remodeling us on the outside. He's not trying to fix our flesh. He wants to remake and reshape us from the inside out. Everyone is physically born when they come into this world. This is what it means to be born of the flesh. But we must be born of the Spirit to enter into God's kingdom. People cannot enter God's kingdom physically or through physical efforts or through human lineage. Being born of the Spirit is like the wind. We do not see it and cannot explain it completely or where it comes from or which way it's going to blow, but it is real. We cannot see the Holy Spirit and cannot fully understand how he works, but we can experience his presence and power. Since being born of the Spirit is a work of the Spirit, not a matter of human logic or persuasion, we should focus more on his work in people's lives. We have a part to play in sharing the gospel with people, but we need to join God in his work. We need to be sensitive to where the wind is blowing. We need to trust the Holy Spirit to work in people's hearts, to work through us as we share Christ with them. We often focus on our own works and abilities, but we need to focus more on the work of the Holy Spirit, because being born again is his work. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered him, how can these things be? Jesus answered, are you a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these things? Most certainly, I tell you, we speak that which we know and testify that which we have seen, and you don't receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Nicodemus was stuck in his human logic and human reasoning. He analyzed with his intellect, but his heart was not able to hear or discern the things of God. Many theologians and scholars only read the Bible intellectually. They only seek to understand and interpret with human resources. Like Nicodemus, they're lost when it comes to understanding spiritual or heavenly things. They do not rely on the Holy Spirit to guide them or seek to respond to Jesus, who is the center and focus and goal of the whole Bible. Well, I hope this has been instructive and inspiring to you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this story of Nicodemus. And thank you that later in the end of John, we find out that he did come to faith in you. We pray, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit and that you would guide us every day by your Spirit and that you would empower us by your Spirit to obey your word, to walk in love, to know you, and that you'd open our eyes daily to hear your voice through your word and to understand. And we thank you for all that you've done in our lives and for making us clean through the cross, the washing of water, and giving us a new life, rebirth through the Spirit of God, that we may live in your kingdom now and forever. We pray, Lord, in your name. Amen.